Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up, what's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee. We back, y'all.
Oh, child. Chile. We finally back. We had to take a little hiatus. So.
Yeah. A little hiatus. It was like week after week.
It ended up being 3 weeks. My bad.
But hey, this time it's a surprise because we're all together.
Yes.
Correct.
So we're all together. So hopefully you're watching on YouTube. So
yes.
You can see all of our beautiful faces.
Yes. Yeah, you better be watching on the YouTube, because yeah, we are all together in ATL, ho.
Hey, I brought the girls back. This is the second time around.
This is the ATL edition.
That was for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, shout out to Briz.
ATL edition. So much has been happening.
It has. Yeah.
So I was telling you earlier. Yeah. I submitted my paperwork for my hospital registration. And I've been, like, on my OB's neck about, like, Cedars-Sinai because, you know, they killed that young black lady a few years back. They're also under federal investigation. So I have some concerns. But I know someone who recently was in labor and delivery there. Thank God it was, like, a false alarm. But I asked her, you know, what her experience was like. She was there for 3 days. So she was able to see, like, a lot of the crossover from, you know, the emergency doctors who would, like, if your specific doctor isn't available to deliver you, the doctor on duty, yep. The nursing staff. And she had a great experience, which made me feel a little bit better because I'm technically registering for two hospitals. I'm registering for the UCLA birthing unit because they have more of a holistic midwife option for you, which is the option I didn't really have before. And I feel like with this pregnancy, I wanted to just, I guess, take it by the horns a little bit more. Well, I feel like I'm able to do that because now I know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the last time I felt like it was having me instead of me having it.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, you know, you can't really like control how your baby comes into the world because they're just going to do what they want to do and your body reacts how it reacts. But anything that I can do, I want to be able to do that. So we'll see.
So you've been registering for two different hospitals. How do you make a decision?
I'm still figuring that out.
For you?
I'm still figuring that out. Okay. So I haven't had any tours yet. I just register. I submit all my paperwork with my doctor's information. The thing with he's already in the Cedars-Sinai like ecosystem. So like they know him. They love him. He has like a 5-star rating and like over 200 reviews. So he's like an amazing doctor. I haven't had like any bad like experiences with him thus far. It's just that I know what it's like to deliver in the hospital. I didn't see my doctor until maybe the last 2 hours, 3 hours
before you're about to leave.
before I delivered. I was in labor for 26 hours. So dealing with the hospital staff, which is why for me it was like imperative to understand what that looks like, like what your birthing unit looks like. And I laying in a hospital bed isn't really comfortable. You know, when they made that whole transition from women giving birthing babies at home to like the hospital, there were different things and mechanisms that we would do and like positions that we would be in and ways that we would walk and rub and like lay and or sit or whatever. And that's not really things that are in place at a hospital. You're just plugged up to a machine
and just laying there.
And you're just laying there waiting to, you know, dilate. So at the birthing center at UCLA, they incorporate a lot of those like holistic methods.
Baby,
you know,
I think you're telling yourself right now where you should be having this baby.
I know. So the only thing is that I do like my OBGYN.
Okay.
So you, and forgive my ignorance, you can't, he can't come. He, I don't know how this works.
He's in the Cedar Sinai system. Got so it. I would be with a whole new, he would he would have to like give them my chart, which is, you know, easy, but like basically bring them up to speed on where I am.
Okay. Got it.
You know, I'm also like older. I'll be 38 by the time I have the baby. So there's just other like level of precaution that you have to like take.
Child, you know, they gonna be like, "Bitch, your hip is broke."
I mean, it's more common, you know, women are having babies later in life.
They are.
And doing it successfully, but the reality of it is that your body just isn't the same. My body is the same with this pregnancy as it was when I was 32. You know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, T and I, we were just talking about this a little bit last night, just like thinking about now, like being older. My first kid, the thought of you also having kids, it's like, we be thinking like we like 19 about to have a kid.
I said I would be. This is if, let's say if I had a kid in the next year or so. I would be 50 with a 10-year-old. That sounds fucking insane, okay?
Halle Berry did it.
I mean, I don't,
because I feel like you have held, like, what, Janet Jackson was what, like?
She was 50. In her
50s. Yeah, 50, I think, yeah. And actually carried. That just doesn't even sound.
That doesn't sound.
Like, when you say it like that, all, that doesn't sound cute at all. Like, 50 with a 10-year-old. And I feel like I would still look good. So it wouldn't be like, damn, your grandmother at the school. Yeah, you'd be like,
not your grandmother.
They'd be like, damn.
Kris Jenner, she was 42 when she had Kylie, I believe. So.
I mean, money, you know, little Botox, little fillers. Definitely got to get some little touch-ups.
And I think also, like, you know, they'll keep you young.
They will.
They kind of, you don't have a choice.
I told you, but I think with that, it's like, I feel like, you know, if it's like not twins, it's a wrap. Like, there's no two children. Like, it's quiet.
You going to be over that shit.
No, 44, being like, oh, I'm just having my second. Absolutely not. Like,
That's fair.
I mean, because it made me think, like, you know, we were talking about Sexy Red and having a kid, it's like, obviously you want to have a kid younger. I don't know. Because sometimes I think, I'm like, damn, if I...
The way you're setting it up, yes, because you kind of want to get it out the way so you could be
50. Right, you want to set up so you can be 50, and then you're like, you're done, right? You know, you're done. You don't have to worry about none of that shit. But then it's like, when you think about career and stuff like that, and I feel like with my job, it just was never...
Yeah.
At one point, I was like, it's never going to be a good time. I think I had to let that go, that there was going to be this perfect time to have a kid and do all this. And it was like... And I'm like, damn, Sexy Red is at the... I guess let's say just height. The height. I mean, because this is like the biggest point when I say height.
Right.
It's the biggest point of her career.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, not her having a kid. And then I was thinking about like Carisha and had that baby as soon as JT left. I actually worked with her by herself. Exactly.
Cardi
with the baby.
Cardi
was definitely at the height. Remember, she couldn't go on tour with Bruno Mars because of that.
I mean, she still performed at Coachella, a memorable Coachella.
Oh, she did. I forgot about that.
I mean, twerking like, and was like 7 months.
Yes, literally. I forgot about that.
Like, girl.
Yeah, I forgot.
And I remember watching it live being like, go off.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's just like, it's never.
I applaud women doing that because it shouldn't stop you.
Yeah.
Nothing that, like, you should, like, embrace it. It is a part of your body. It is beautiful. Your body.
I know, but I think it changes, right? I think the idea, this idea of, like, it's not going to stop it. No, it is. It actually very much is. Yeah, like,
because things are different.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's different. And, you know, the sense of, like, I don't have to balance right now, right? It is just everything is kind of, I can do this when I go do. Yeah. So, and I think the idea of balance is kind of like, I think it was Shonda Rhimes. She's like, it's not even realistic. Like something is going to fall by the wayside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if I'm missing this, I don't know, recital, or if I'm at the recital, I might be missing this session at work or something like that. Like there's always going to be a trade off. And I told you, the older I get, I just be like, child, I could be okay. I will be the forever auntie. TT babies, and I don't know. I just I don't know.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
Which I think is okay with that, and also important that you're okay with being comfortable with that.
Yeah, it's just well, the older I get, I don't really have a choice. I'd be like, like I said, it ain't giving 50 pushing out no damn baby. Like, so I don't.
Now, is it only career that has you feeling this way, or is it also mate?
Well, for sure. Who the hell? I mean, not who, but. I think it is like...
if there was like this perfect storybook, like love romance, like would that be the seal, the deal?
That's a great question. Even
though you have these like, I guess, quote unquote, parameters with work.
Well, I will say this. I thought that last year, you know, when I was in a relationship and I was staying at one company and when I thought I was going to have to stay there for 3 years, I was like absolutely having a kid. Like, I don't really want to be here like this. I can do my time. I literally was going to do it like jail. I was like, I'm going to do my bid. I got to do 3 years.
And be pregnant during my bid.
Exactly. And I was like, it's perfect. I'm going to be perfect during my bid. And I was like, this is, and I knew I would like, it was given real pregnancy pack. I would have been first, actually. And then when that happened, and I was like, I'm not here anymore.
I have a pregnancy pack at one point.
I'm screaming. Not an old ass. That's a geriatric pregnancy pack.
But we were.
I'm dead. So, yeah, I did. I really thought that was my plan. I was like, I'm going to just do this. There's no time like the present to do my bid and, and do this for 3 years. Then when that changed, it was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Medicaid slap a little different. I was like, this is very different. This is, and I had like, I remember I opted for the different insurance that they covered all the fees in the hospital. Like it was perfect. And then, you know, you make plans and God laughs. And
every time.
Every time. So now I just be like, you know, let go, let God.
Yeah. Because we'll had you told me this process would take this long?
Yeah. 3 years is crazy.
In total before. Like once it's all done. Wow. Right. Like I had no idea. But I just, to your point of like how you're okay with being like, you know, the fun, cool auntie. I always knew I was going to be a dad. It was just a matter of like how.
Got it. Okay. Right? Like, so you were like, I'm going to be a dad. Yeah. And you always knew this, even like pre 6'6 Poppy.
Like when, like even thinking of y'all, when y'all come to the house, like I done packed waters and popcorn.
Yeah. Your mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Made breakfast.
I mean, G had to get breakfast somewhere else.
I did.
She was craving. But she went,
it wasn't right.
No, I knew it wasn't. She was just craving a little
I've been
Waffle
thinking
House.
About it for weeks.
Not weeks.
I always knew because I feel like even in my friend groups, I was always like that mom dad/dad.
I think, I will go in and out of it. I think as a kid, you're like, of course, you're playing with your dolls and shit. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then, you know, you're like 16 and you're like, I want to have three kids and a white picket fence.
No,
I didn't either. I don't know why I said three, but I'm not like, I didn't either.
I
like,
was above two.
You were like three boys and shit. And I was like, girl, you having two girls.
Yeah. But I always knew I was going to be a mom. Mm. That was not like ever a doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Mine only changed. It's like,
got older. Matter when and
with
whom. Yeah.
I'm trying to, now I got to think, cause sometimes you know how you, once you have a new narrative in your head, like, I don't know. I actually don't know. So maybe, because I do feel very, it is, you know, like my artists call me mom. Like I'd be like, these are my children. Like that whole thing of, of still being like very motherly. But then I just be like, okay, I can just do it with everybody else. I don't know. I do think I'm going to be a mom, but you know, it's just giving 50 at grandma at the PTA.
Whatever that looks like for you too, because even with myself knowing like one day I'm going to be a dad, like, adoption was never off the table either. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just fortunate that I'm able to go down a surrogacy journey. But if I wasn't able to have the funds to be able to do that, because that is a luxury as well, like, I ain't negating that because that shit is expensive. Adoption was definitely a choice.
Well, I think it's interesting you say that because I don't know a lot of, you know, gay partners that have children.
Right.
Like,
yeah, me neither.
So to be, so that's why I love that she said that. Yeah.
But a women, right. but women is a different process.
Right.
It's still an expense, but
you can carry.
Yeah, you can carry.
Right.
So you eliminate a lot of like additional costs, but just have like the IVF,
right.
you know, portion, which I don't want to negate as like not being expensive, but you know, there's women who aren't in a, you know, gay relationship who have to go through IVF to be able to have a kid.
It is, it is. But you, but you know who having a good old time?
Oh.
Jada.
Is she?
She having a good time on this book tour.
And you know what? Remember when we were talking about it, you dropped it in the group chat, and you're like, we never even talked about this.
Yo,
and I was like,
she was saying so much in these interviews. So we have a running group chat, as y'all could imagine, right? It's called, it's literally called Oprah Rose, and it's the three of us in it. And we just like send shit back and forth, and it's usually us kind of just talking about it in the moment. Nobody sent Jada for a good week and a half.
No, we didn't.
Because it was a little sensory overload at one point. It was a lot.
I feel like in our like younger days, there were ways to avoid the tabloids. Like if you didn't want to go, like if you was at the grocery store and you just what was on the front page, that was all you got.
ET, like, Extra, you know, USA your little news.
Today.
Your news with social media just makes everything just in your face constantly.
And it's like, I am not ready to.
It's the reposting too.
Yes, it's the
reposting. Like it's the repost. It's the conversations beyond that live on Twitter. It's the comment section. Yeah. It is, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not on Facebook, but every single solitary app,
every
sure.
You can dissect it further than
exactly. Like before. When you watch it, when it would come up on ET tonight after, you know, Price is Right or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, you're in your kitchen by yourself or whatever.
Right.
Like, you're not still talking about
it. Because it is, like, tabloid media, it's not, like legitimate journalism. So everyone is taking these, like,
the headlines.
They're whacking them, making them look crazy. So you're like, what the fuck? This shit looks so bad. And then you finally get the context. Should you even go that far? Most people don't.
I think
don't.
Most people aren't.
Most people don't.
Yeah.
Most people
right.
don't.
Most people
They're looking
not.
At the clickbait and then creating.
Because also just so much happening in the world, right?
Yeah.
So you're just constantly fed all this stuff. So if I see the headline of Jada talking about Pac again, it's like.
Which, enough, girl!
Talking about Pac again. So.
I was like, now that was the only piece that I'm like, maybe because I don't have such an affinity towards my high school boyfriend like that, that it was like this great, and granted, it wasn't Tupac either.
It wasn't Tupac.
So it was a little different.
But that wasn't her high school boyfriend. They never had
they
a romantic
had a,
relationship.
Yeah, never,
well, let her, you know,
would
he,
know
you would never know that.
The clickbait makes you believe that, but she always says that it was never a romantic relationship.
Yeah, that it wasn't even romantic, and then he proposed, which, poor Kadada, like, we don't hear anything about her, who I think they were engaged.
They actually were engaged.
Yeah.
And I even watched the Hulu one.
Kadada dropped the book, girl.
Now
did she?
The book. No.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry.
She should.
Oh,
she
wish. I wish.
Because she was an it girl.
I know her from Aaliyah. So
I literally said, no, hold on.
Literally.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's get, Kadada was an it girl.
An it
Tommy
girl.
Hilfiger, Aaliyah, best friend. She probably has gone through a lot, I guess, of losing the
people
love of your life, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
But like, your dad is Quincy Jones.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you were literally
that's
an it girl.
Because of Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, she was an it girl.
Yeah.
Like,
she was.
I think she was in that. They just did that
campaign.
Family photo, the Tommy Hilfiger one, and she's in it. But I would love to hear her side of things.
Especially since she's like living so quietly, so
quiet.
Peacefully.
Yeah.
Like,
she has an Instagram page, but she doesn't post much.
Like, literally, I talked about this last week. Like, what is she doing? And somebody said maybe managing the family's finances, which I was like, that could be a thing because I don't know anything. Yeah. Don't know anything. What she does.
Rashida has her own world.
She's like an actress and produces stuff. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not far fetched.
I guess. But Yeah, anyhow, poor her. And then, oh, that's what I was saying, that in the Hulu documentary, he was staying with Jasmine Guy at the time.
Yes.
But I think he had just proposed to her. And I was like,
homegirl, Left Eye, they had a whole thing too.
At that same, I mean, the nigga was fine, let's be clear. But
how old was Pac when he passed? Like 24, 25?
Yeah, early 20s for sure.
Oh, he lived a life.
Yeah. Madonna, like, yeah. Oh, it he was, yeah. Yeah, he was knocking him down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
And that's
these
just
were short lived too. Yeah, like, yeah. We're talking about months.
Yeah,
these relationships were not lasting years.
No, no.
It was probably so fun back in the day because you could do all your mess and no one knew.
No one knew.
You ain't creeping out of fucking Giorgio Baldi, and somebody got to see you. Yeah. All the mess.
I mean, they taking pictures, but it's not posted any like
no.
that same night or whatever. Like, there's no story to go along with it.
Mess. I stand.
Oh, you know, no, it's crazy mess.
Jada, my sister, it's like, girl, that I just would have, some of the clickbait things I wish, it's like, let's just leave that. Because part of me is like, as soon as it came out, though, I was like, oh, I'm going to get this book. We both read Will's book that I enjoyed so much.
Obsessed.
And you know, Jada, Baltimore girl, always going to be like, you know, I'm always going to root for my girl. I love her. Yeah. I do. I it's love her.
Same.
And so I was like, I'm going to read the book. Then the headlines. And now what I will say, I didn't do what most people do. And it's just like, you read the headlines is like, this is the only thing. And it's like, that's the clickbait. Let's dig in a little bit more to see. Right. But I was like, the people are dragging her. I was like, who was buying this book at this point?
I mean, it was really CBS. I feel like that did the most damage in terms of the clickbait. And because they got the exclusive that her and Will have been separated since 2016.
Yeah.
And so that
and then
was
that was the one.
Quote, unquote, exclusive. Yeah.
Right. So they were the ones who had that interview where everyone kept reposting that and being like, you know, going into the whole Oscar slap.
The Oscar, like, And I was like, have y'all never had a man that just like protects you regardless of what our stature, if we're together or not? Yeah. That was the part that was crazy to me, that it's like, okay, like
y'all hate baby mama, so y'all don't. I was like, you don't know any other way of.
Yeah,
life,
I literally was like, but it was it so wrong? And it could have been ego, right? It could have also still very much been like, you still wanted to holler at. This is still my bitch. We are still married.
She's still sitting next to me.
She's still sitting next to me. We are mother of my children. Like, what you not gonna do, Chris? And I was like, they probably had some little feuds. Like, they already wasn't getting along. Or some
she
shit.
Kind of alluded to there already just being some additional like underlining stuff between the two of them.
Yeah, so he like...
But she didn't deep dive into that. She mentioned that on Jay Shetty's podcast.
Okay.
She was also very, very like forgiving and like not angry. You know, I feel like when it happened, everybody was either, you know, on Will's side or Chris's side, but she was ultimately like villainized even though she didn't do anything. And even in that, she was like, you know, he apologized to me. And she was like, you know, you can attack me, but my thing was that, like, this is a condition that so many people suffer from, and there's a lot of shame attached to it. So, you know, you're on this platform, and you're talking about me specifically with this condition that, you know, is untreatable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was hurtful, but, like, I know him. I know his heart. Mm-hmm. So she was just very, like, you know, meek about it. And it was interesting hearing her perspective when everybody had, like, drawn this whole, like, you know, conclusion and belief about, like, you know, her being the person who, or the catalyst who started it, you know?
Well, I mean, she kind of, like, you know, threw water on the fire a little bit, because, you know, that ain't really putting out the fire, by saying that she didn't understand why Will would do such an extreme measure because they weren't together.
That was the part that was like, girl,
stop.
And Jay, stop. I agree with that. But also on the podcast, she said she didn't even expect to be invited to the Oscars. She was excited that he invited her to attend.
She said it
as his. But I also think that with her revealing, like, you know, when the Red Table Talk, Will wasn't ready to admit openly about their separation. Like, she was like, this is, it is what it is. But she was still also very much protecting about him not willing to be forthcoming about with it. That yeah. information.
Because even they dragged her with the August Alsina yeah. right. shit.
And so she talked about that on the Jay Shetty yeah. podcast. So was good. Actually yeah. really good.
You know, y'all know I love
so good.
Jay Shetty.
If y'all don't know so who much. Jay Shetty
I'm so glad
is.
He didn't become a monk because then we wouldn't
we
have
would him. We would not have him.
He was an amazing podcast.
The number one health podcast in the world. As my very, accent is very
these
bad.
Very beautiful green eyes. Well,
yeah.
If you watch it, I don't know what color
they are. Vampire eyes.
Vampire eyes is what I called him if you watch an interview with the vampire. But his podcast is just really good. It's very self-help.
Yeah. And well, the one with Young Pueblo, amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I just finished so that one. It's so many. Many. Yeah, I have literally a bunch that are really good.
But you
really
have
good.
To watch the one with Jada in particular because I think what he does a really good job of is humanizing. And
yeah.
We use mm-hmm. that term a lot with people and like, oh, humanizing. But no, like there's emotion attached to these clickbait.
Yeah.
You know, titles and things that you hear, because even knowing, like, you know, coming from a mother who was a drug addict, I would never know her mom was a drug addict. She mm-hmm. looks amazing now. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. To leaving Baltimore at 18 years old and mm-hmm. going to LA, figuring it out, and that connection with Pac because they both did the same thing kind mm-hmm. of thing. Yeah. And so it's like you kind of have to hear people for where they are in their place in life and why they're making the decisions that they're making, because it's based off of what they're going through. So I think that you got to listen to that for it to really illuminate why that, she mm-hmm. says what she's saying.
Well, and as I said, G and I read the book, and he was very, very clear that he forced her into, not forced, okay, let me not say that, but he was the one that wanted marriage, and he wanted yeah. this family life and like this picture perfect life because mm-hmm. of his circumstances. And she didn't. She's like, we could just do this. We don't really have to get married. Yeah. Like, we could just be together. So also when you are essentially like signing up for something that you don't want to do, now you're in it and you're like, fuck it. All right, well, I'm just going to do here. It. And mm-hmm. for 7 years, you have been villainized and made the butt of jokes and the August out, you dating your friend's friend, which let's be clear, that is still weird. If you know, Jaden and August Alsina were friends or whatever, but now it's like, now it's time, your son's friend. Yeah. Now it's time to finally tell my side of the right. story. Yeah. Best believe I'm going on ET Extra. Right. She's been on the sports. Podcast. I forgot the damn name of it. I said, ain't nobody working harder than Jada's publicist right now. Okay. Let's Period. Be clear. No one. I said, no, I'm like, I got to look up who the publicist is because yeah. they yeah. are
they work.
They are working.
They between, are. She's on tour as we talk. Right
she
now.
Is on yeah. tour.
She was in Baltimore last night. She's in D.C. tonight. She's yeah. coming to Atlanta. Like, when does the book come out, actually?
Now I might just have to buy it. Because I didn't really care about reading it. Because I was like, well, I read Will's book. That's not fair. They yeah. got two different stories.
Right,
two different
right.
stories. But I'm very interested after yeah. listening
after
to
a little
Shady's.
To Jay Shetty's.
Yeah.
Maybe, yes, yeah.
That was the podcast where it's just because it's him. And it's yeah. He does a really good job of bringing something out of all of his guests. Mm-hmm. That is a teachable moment for everyone that's listening. Had I listened to the... I don't think it was No Jumper, but I don't know what sports podcast it was.
It definitely was not No Jumper, but I forgot which one it was.
That's
to,
dark.
Yeah. Wait, come on. Can you imagine if she went on No Jumper?
Baby, that would not.
I can't even imagine.
Them ignorant ass.
It would be like a porn star is like coming out the back.
Everybody's
mother.
I cannot. They'd be like, so you gay, Jada, right? Like, oh my God. Yeah, exactly.
He literally,
oh my God. Mm-mm.
Jesus Christ.
Hate that show.
Hate.
Well.
It's actually driving me crazy. Oh my God, I'm gonna get it. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
Y'all listening, y'all know what show she was on.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get it. I'll find it.
But yeah, so there's been a lot of like hate towards her in mm-hmm. the last few years with the August Alsina thing and now with the book. But I definitely want to read it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I will, but maybe. I'm a bit more interested today
yeah.
than you were before.
Than before.
Okay.
I kind of wanted her to be quiet. Like, not be quiet. I shouldn't say that. Like,
see, it's the silence of the black women. See, that's what everybody is trying to do. Silent. That is no Jada. You go on No Jumper and you tell your story. Shit. It is the erasure and silence of black women for me.
Wrong verbiage. Just to let people read the book. Let mm-hmm. them read the book.
Yeah.
I think when hearing you say certain things, it everybody just going to run with the salacious thing.
Right, yeah. right.
But like, that is the world we live in, and yeah. people are reactive to the negative things. And yeah. I think the one thing I'm realizing so much is that so many people are projecting, like, not just with her, but even we were just talking about, you know, pregnancy, like Halle Bailey, sexy red or whatever.
Oh yeah,
like,
close. That poor baby's
projecting.
That
of like,
Haley's baby.
Haley, like,
they really hate her for the baby daddy though. Right. Like poor thing.
But you don't know her, and you don't know him.
Right.
That's the
like,
thing. Y'all don't know that young man.
You don't know these people. We
I said,
not
poor
know
thing.
Them.
I cannot imagine you just trying to like live your life peaceful, life. And yeah. they like your baby daddy broke, and he a clown.
And you typing on somebody else's Wi-Fi.
You, or he was in his ex-girlfriend DMs. Yo, nigga cheat on you every day. What are you talking about?
So like, are just like you, baby.
I'm
it's
dead.
Like just because your, you know, your skeletons aren't exposed, you yeah. feel like you, it's King very Kong audacious
yeah,
of
I was
you
like,
to just have like these very salacious opinions about somebody you about have somebody no, else's. You do not even fucking know.
They, I felt bad for DDG. I had to go
I
look up. I was kind of like, damn. I mean, I think he was just saying dumb shit.
And then they say dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, niggas be fucking dumb. We just sat here and talked about how Will Smith put this picture perfect life together for his family, was mad why his wife and kids hated him.
Yeah, hated. They literally
years.
Were like, everybody, Willow
for
hated him.
Years.
Everybody
and ain't nobody
hated him.
Dragging him yeah. in the mud. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, get the fuck out of here with this shit. Niggas do dumb shit. So
yeah, I said that
let
poor
that girl
baby.
Live her life.
Let her. And it's
maybe
crazy.
This is what she wanted. Like
she can't even announce it. Like I yeah. feel like she's uncomfortable with. I mean, I don't know.
She's
don't
still
know.
Hiding the shit.
Yeah, she's really, like still.
This is alleged, child. I don't know if she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
You didn't see them TMZ photos?
Yeah,
with
no,
the,
she's pregnant.
With the hoodie?
Yeah,
she's pregnant.
I was like, oh, we do the same time, child. This
so
point.
It's always yeah. it's always a hoodie moment that give it away. That's what gave Rihanna away with the first one. A hoodie moment.
Mm.
It's that hoodie when the pocket in the front be sticking out.
And
that,
when it goes to the side a little bit.
The side
I can't.
Be yeah. like the little, like, girl, your hands can't even fit in the pocket on the side.
Is Rihanna going to have any more babies? I wonder.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No,
give Drake more shit to like, give Drake more shit to talk about.
Get off of her.
Get off my sister.
No, that's Russell and Sierra, child. Get off my
oh
sister.
Oh my God. I forgot. Right. Damn, she's pregnant. Everybody. Yeah. I saw that meme. It was like, everybody pregnant. My cousin pregnant. Yeah. I forgot about her,
fight
too.
Back. She said
yeah, fight back. I, sister, stand up. Listen, Sierra, I mean, you know, I love me some CC, but. She can keep on having them babies.
Yeah, she
ain't nobody,
sure can. Absolutely.
Ain't nobody listen to no CC album.
Well. She looks good. Like
CC album. You listened to the last
I
Sierra project.
It.
Yeah, it was called CC. It was an EP.
I actually enjoyed it.
I played BRB on my
BRB
sets.
Is my shit.
It goes so good into Sticky.
Well, I'm glad she got two listens.
Like the Chris Brown. Well, you know, I also like everything Chris Brown puts out. So I don't know
the
that I'm a viable.
Video was cute for their song.
Yeah. And she was doing all that pregnant.
She was, and we didn't know.
Oh, that's
had
how
no
we
idea.
Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish it was a little faster.
Okay.
Maybe release a sped up version.
You know what it is. I can hear that. I can see that.
I would
yeah.
like it a little faster. A little go up on the BPM a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Okay,
that's
DJ cool. Darude in his bag.
I love it.
Go off.
You know, I love a sped up version. I get why the TikTok kids love it, though.
It's just, nah. I don't know. Shake your hips. I don't know. Like, it is a lot. Shit. No, that's why I said, well, so did you like Drake? You didn't even listen, did you?
Yeah, I did. So I gave him a start to finish listen.
Okay.
I'm not a dog. I might be a kitten.
You said meow. Okay.
I might be a kitten. I don't think it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a lot of discourse around the album, particularly from my brother, Joe Budden. And the thing about
that's
Joe's,
your brother?
You know, I'm trying to be a dog, so I'm just calling all my niggas my brothers and dogs.
I was like, since when?
You know, I'm just trying to be part of the men. I listened to Joe's podcast, the episode that was talking about For All the Dogs, where they literally went track by track and listened mm-hmm. to every track. We were driving to go to the Georgia State Fair and was listening to it. And Joe had really great things to say about Drake.
And Joe album. Loves Drake. Yeah. Why?
Drake not loves to, Joe. Not to, like, not to cut you off,
no, but like, it was like so very interesting hearing people say all this stuff about Joe. And I'm like, y'all don't know y'all that don't know. He literally he is his biggest fan.
He stands. And he said it multiple times that he
sure did.
And I mean, granted, they got to the J. Cole song and basically skipped every other song afterwards. But
which shout out to J. Cole, finally got his first number one.
Shout out to J. Cole.
Which is actually very crazy that this is his first number one.
I mean, he's been on a feature run lately too. So they were talking about that as well, and like how J. Cole ate up Drake on the song. Like
ate
how,
him up.
How he go eat you up on your
I don't even think everybody's like, he could have gone back. I don't even think he so. Like, ate him up. Just let him do it.
I think Drake was like, I'm going to let him have it.
I think so. Yeah, it's like, you can't even go back.
I
like,
think so, because he tried to go a little sicko mode at the end of the song.
Now he tried to go sicko mode. The beat does change.
That nigga tried to go sicko mode at the end. So get back at him. And that ain't work. It did not work.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, he ate him up though.
But it's, I mean, I do like first person shooter. I that's not one of my go tos. I actually don't even have any go tos from the damn album, actually. Daylight. I listen to Daylight.
With the sun?
Shoot 'em up.
I only know the songs.
I like the Bahama song.
There's a lot of gun talk in this album. It's a lot of gun talk. When did Drake start shooting guns?
First of all, I mean, I think Drake always goes back and forth. Between. You know, this is the thing I think about him. Let me start off by saying this. We've got to change these rules because there's no reason that Drake is now has, what, 10 top 10.
He's tied with Michael
Jackson. He's tied with Michael Jackson.
They both have 13 number one.
13, I said 10. 100. That's not okay.
And the fact that Ebro tried to justify that is giving.
Oh, just, G and I watched.
Yeah, we were watching Apple that. Music, he was really like caping for that. Yeah.
I saw a clip, but I didn't. I saw it with like Lowe and Nadeska, but I didn't.
And then
see it.
So Nadeska like looked up Michael's like 13 number ones. Uh-huh. And I was telling G, I was like, watch, he gonna say something about the first song that went number one because it's like early Michael shit and it mm-hmm. was the Ben song. And Ebro was like, Ben
went.
Fuck no, Ben.
Talking about, but Ben went number one?
That was his first number one.
Shut up. I never knew that.
Mind you, Drake's first two number ones is thanks to the doll, Rihanna. He wouldn't even have him if they wasn't vibing.
Also, like, I think Toosie Slide is a number one, but that was in the pandemic, which should never have counted if we're being honest.
So had they gone down his list, some of them songs shouldn't have been number one.
Very questionable.
No, I feel like, on Her Loss, Drake is a dog. Because, you know, I stan. Like, I don't know what his fan club is called. Y'all know I am Drake's. You know, I am a car-carrying member.
He actually doesn't
member.
Have a fan club.
He doesn't. I know. I don't know.
Like,
Drake
should be like the Owls or something.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. I don't even like, OVO, okay? Y'all know I am OVO. But no, he should not have that. Now, this project, I feel like, I don't know what I was expecting. Because I don't think you're comparing Drake to Drake. You can't really compare him to Cole. You can't really compare him to Kendrick. Yeah. I think the thing with all of them is they've kind of grown. But Drake will try every different genre of music. Everybody hated Honestly Nevermind, which when I say no skips.
No skips.
Top three Drake albums. I'm saying it here on the show. Top three. Honestly, never mind.
I love Take Care.
Fuck the dogs.
I mean, Take Care is everybody.
Take Care, that is somebody opus.
Somebody tried to say he didn't have a Magnus opus, and it's absolutely Take Care.
That some people say nothing was
Indian
the same.
One Indian girl or whatever.
Yeah, so a lot of people say nothing. I can see it in your eyes. You're angry? Like, what?
Honestly, no.
I love CLB, too.
CLB. This one, I think this is my least favorite of all the Drake, but I didn't want to, like, because I feel like sometimes I'll let it breathe and come back to it, and then I'll be like, oh, I actually fuck with this.
Yeah. I had to do that with Her Loss. I had to come back to it, and when I came back to it, I was like, oh, I actually really fuck with it. But even for me, it's too long. Like,
what, Her Loss?
For all the dogs. It's just way too long.
Yeah, I didn't give Her Loss any play that much because I was having an issue with his Megan Thee Stallion line.
Oh yeah, that's when I'm ready.
So
support
like
black women,
six,
and then still, and then he's still talking about Megan. Part of me is like, Drake, give up this. I get it. You were corny, and nobody wanted to fuck with you in high school, and now you are seeking the ultimate nerd's revenge. Yeah. I understand that, but we are so beyond and past that now. Like constantly talking about the Megan shit, and then if you notice, he always be making up with the men. He always still be talking about the women. He made up with Chris Brown after y'all closed whip. I saw that picture recently. Y'all literally, I think I went to whip the next week and the shit was still closed.
Oh. Yeah.
That y'all were brawling in the club. She never reopened after that.
And we loved whip on a Wednesday.
Yep. That was my spot. Like loved, okay? And y'all tore that damn place up. You made up, who else? You made up, obviously, Cole. Made up with Cole. Made up with
Kanye.
Made up with Kanye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did make up with Pusha. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Made up with Meek. I think if Pusha extended
the olive branch, he would make up with him.
You know what I think? I think Drake only makes up with people that he's either on the, he can either beat, or it's like, you kind of got me, but you didn't. Because I feel like Pusha did so much and like exposed the shit out of him, and he was hiding the world from his son.
Right.
It's like, nah, I don't think he's ever gonna make up with him, because now you done thrown Pharrell in it, and then you was now a fan of Pharrell.
Tell me what you
melted the chains down. I was like,
don't
petty.
Play with Pharrell just because he put his chains up for auction.
I was like,
Scorpio Libra Rising was like,
you can't do that to Pharrell.
Pharrell had nothing to do with this. You was rapping over Pharrell Beats, brother.
He'll still
make up with Pharrell, though.
He has no reason. We don't wear that Louis V. We hung that up with Virgil.
I was like, what?
And now you're beefing with Rihanna? You beefing with Rihanna?
He doesn't. I'm telling you, something about this.
Why are you beefing with Rihanna?
Because he still want her.
It's obvious.
I think what CLB was fucking fans is allegedly about her. And then I remember Rocky did one of the Rolling Louds. I forgot what he said. I was like, if I were Rocky, I would just go have another baby with Rihanna. Just because. Name that nigga Aubrey or some shit too. Like, just because. I don't name him Adonis. Like, now I'm going to be petty. I would literally be like, now we're having another kid and we're going to name him Adonis.
Because Fear of Heights tries it. Like, that makes me.
Oh, he tries it. He tries it.
Because the anti line is so pointed.
It is.
Because she has never physically said what the album was called.
And I never knew.
She's never said anti or anti.
Nope.
Like, and so her fans have always like been like, which one do we call it?
Anti.
And so for you to even know that, you're a fucking fan.
He's a fan. He's a fan.
He still won her. That's the one that got away.
The one that got away. And then was like, I've had bitches better than you. And when we've seen your baby mother.
Thank God, whatever doctor she went to, Dr. Young Money.
She does look a lot better.
Yeah, she fixed her face, that nose, that chin.
Yeah. It's like, definitely softer.
Giving the baby traction alopecia, putting them braids in his hair. The baby is white.
Traction alopecia?
He don't need no braids in his hair. I don't like to talk about kids, but if I was Rihanna, I'd be fucking going for... Oh my God.
That's what I said. I was like, is she? And then it was just at Rocky's party. She was just rolling up.
I know, she was so happy to smoke. It was his birthday.
This came out on this man's birthday.
On his birthday. They're like, we having our little party.
Paying you, period.
I got more money than you. You wouldn't have them two number ones if it wasn't for me. Like, I'd be dragging.
Your first album, bro, your intro was about me.
Like,
Wait, which one?
Thank Me Now.
Is it?
The intro is
now I gotta hear it.
Yeah. Fireworks.
Oh yeah, Fireworks. Yeah. That's how you I met you at Lucky Strike something like that. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I'm not an owl. I'm not a hoot. I'm not a hoot.
Yes.
I am not a hoot.
Because he was doing music with her. None of it came out at that time because it was for Rated R. And
I did not know that. Yeah. Wow, learn something new every day.
They were like dating a little bit, a little something. I feel like they were just off and on for years, and we just didn't know.
Yeah, well, where's the Rihanna tell-off? Everybody else. Rich Paul got that damn tell-off. He been on every damn thing, too. I actually got
to get
that
little book.
Not a tell-all. He's a memoir. Let me not say tell-all. He has a memoir.
Tell-all is wild.
Tell-all is super wild. I'm talking about, he's a memoir. It's a book about his life. Like, okay. Yeah, he was on 60 Minutes.
He booked himself.
The publicists are working. I said,
no, shout out. He booked himself.
Shout out. Shout out to the publicist.
Let me cash in on his favor.
Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that
now
one.
That's a tell all.
Talking about, yeah, how Justin made her get an abortion. Then I saw something about Jessica Biel was mad. I was like, what? How do we know this? Opt me out of these group chats. Like, what? He's like,
take
what?
Me out the group chat.
Take me out.
But I'm reading Britney.
You are?
Absolutely.
My girl was going through some things when with Kevin Federline. She's still going through some things.
Yeah.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
I need Plies to narrate her book. I need Plies to do some type of narration on her book. Love.
He do. Let him little underwear.
Yeah, I need Plies to be a part of it.
Crop top underwear.
Like, earn them knives and, little low-rider panties. I'd be like...
the low-rise underwear is what he called them.
What is my sister be going through?
It's funny because when you watch her performances, like old performances...
She dances the same.
It's the same.
It is very... Yeah. They come off wise, they come off shy. Yeah.
Okay, slave
it
for
is,
you.
Yeah, right it is. Yeah, it is. I might never realize that.
Like, you're watching her doing it by herself in her living room, so it looks wild.
It does.
It's the same.
And then I also want her to move her camera.
Down.
Like, yes.
You want it down like, in the center.
It's always like a little
it's like
off.
Up here.
It's, yeah.
It's like the worst
angle she could do. Like, girl.
Yeah.
And maybe put a little just like concealer under her eyes so she don't look so tired.
And put on some pants.
No,
y'all, she looks wild in them low-rise underwear.
She can stay in her drawers.
Absolutely
not. It's
authentic
Britney,
Say performing underwear?
No, she does not.
A leotard is underwear.
No, it's not. And it's not low-rise panties.
Underwear, basically.
At least she got a little short on. She at least, you know. She got, I don't know, coming. She, Sukiyana is at least performs in more of a... I'm not. I'm trying to put some clothes on. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get you to get a full panty for Britney.
I mean,
that's
she
it.
She loves a low rise. Them things
she do.
And she
they are not
she
flattering.
Is early 2000s.
They are not. I don't care who you are. It's just not a flattering look. Like, they're not flattering.
But the moves are the moves from 2001. Yeah. So y'all stop. She dancing.
I'm in agreement with the people. Stop.
I'm buying the book.
But I'm buying the book.
It's
coming. I hope she does an audio book. I would love to hear her voice.
It's going to take her 2 years to get through recording that audio book. She not. They should have a step in. That would be cute.
That would be. A voice that we know.
Yeah. Plies. That's what I'm saying. I think Plies should do the narration for her audiobook.
Could you imagine?
I would listen to that. Jeezy been on a little tour about his too. I'm this close to buying his as well. He already had a book, but I feel like I literally had to look. I was like, is there a new one? Because he's wearing his wedding ring.
Was good.
His was amazing.
I did read Gucci's.
Yeah, his was really good.
I did read Gucci's.
Do I want to read Jeezy? I don't know.
I said I don't.
Because he was talking recently about, like, depression or anxiety.
That's what I saw. That's exactly what it was. Okay. That he said he was depressed for, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
I think it was the Tamron Hall show or something. Yeah, he said he was depressed because he didn't even know he was, like. Yeah. And then finally, was like, oh, wait, I was depressed for 7 years, basically.
Damn.
I don't know. Once you add, everybody add in writer, once you add author to your bot or your resume,
yeah,
you can command more money and shit. So I guess, I don't know.
It allows you to speak.
Yeah, because you can have like speaking engagement. Yeah, so your speaking engagement for a publish. Yeah. Like somebody explained it to me about there's like this one like female executive. And I guess she already makes crazy buku bread and like specifically had a book to be able to now you can command more money for your speaking engagements that she's already been doing. I was like, okay.
Wow.
So would you have a memoir?
Ain't nobody want to read my mind. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Like, I mean, like, I have to be in bed at 10 p.m. now. Like, I don't know what.
You've had a very funny, interesting life.
I don't know what my memoir, child.
You never know.
Maybe down the line.
But I think it's funny that you say that, and GM asked you the same, too, but it's like a lot of times we think that we don't have a story.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a story.
Yep.
But do you want to read everybody's story? Is it a story that has been told? Is it a story that
a tale is
needs
time?
To be? Okay, Beauty and the Beast. Is it a story that needs to be told?
Well, G, would you do a memoir?
Hell yeah. Mm. Absolutely. But I'd do it like Cicely Tyson. I'd wait until I'm about to die.
Right. Then, yes.
And then, yeah, I've lived through all of these different moments. Because even though I loved and I am obsessed with Willard Carroll Smith's autobiography.
His name is Carroll?
Carol, yes.
Like C-A-R-R-O-L-L?
I believe so. Huh. I don't know about the spelling, but okay. Yes, Carol. Uh-huh.
Was it a name? I think it was somebody's last name, was it? Okay. Or, I don't even remember what it was from.
It was his daddy name, too.
Not me spelling on the show.
Now that whole, like, debacle of, like, Chris Rock shit, I'm like, nigga, release.
The part two?
It's going to be part two, yeah.
Please release the second half or, like, something. Because he had, like, such a level of, like, introspective, like, that I adored it. Off?
Like, where was he in his life, if y'all can remember?
I think he was, like, in peace. It was just kind of, I feel like he was kind of, like, I think all the things that he realized that he was doing to other people, not even that he made peace with it, but he was more, like, centered and focused.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm starting this new production company. Yeah. You know, it wasn't, you know how the end of Real Housewives of Atlanta would be like, Bryn is going on to make, you know, pancakes or some shit like that.
And it's always a still shot.
Yeah, it's a still of like, it's not like that.
It was like, he was dealing with, like, you know, the death of his dad. That was also the last chapters where he talked about doing ayahuasca, participating in that, even though he's a person who doesn't.
What is ayahuasca? What's the difference between that and a mushroom?
So it's like the same, like, psychedelic family.
Okay.
But the ayahuasca is, it can be, I think it has more of like a, I don't want to say religious, but more a ceremonial like attachment to it, because you can't just go, you can go buy a mushroom from the nigga down the street
now. And just go out now. And take it. Yeah, you can't do like, that with ayahuasca.
You can't do that for ayahuasca. Like, you need a shaman. You need, like, you have to, if you want to do it correctly, you need to prepare for it. Like, you're supposed to be like vegan for at least a week or two.
It's so like a whole retreat. Like, he does it multiple times a year.
Cause you're going through like a journey. Release. They call it like journeys, but, and you see different things every, like, I don't know, trip, journey, whatever. It's not like the journey. Same.
Yeah.
But it is of that psychedelic family.
Okay.
It's also made, you know, like, it has to be specifically made. It's like a tea. But it is essentially like a plant medicine of the psychedelic family.
Interesting. Thank you.
So he closed out with that, like, that he was participating in this and his experiences with it. So I feel like there was just, he left.
It was just like peace or something. It definitely leaves, now with all of this, it definitely leaves room for book number two.
For sure.
Right.
Like,
the door's open.
Yeah. For sure. Because there's
But Cicely, hers was like, because she knew she was at the end of her essential, like, life, essentially. She just was able to provide so many different, like, aspects, like being, you know, being a mother, being a, you know, obviously a successful Oscar award winning, you know, actress, being married to Miles Davis, her upbringing.
I need to read hers.
Hers is really good. And I love the cover of hers too.
I remember the cover.
To the middle. Viola Davis did the foreword on that one too.
Okay.
Another good book.
Yeah, you did read that one too. I didn't read that one.
Yeah, because Cicely's like bald on it and she has like all this like jewelry on.
It's very regal.
Yeah, it's a good cover. I bought it when she passed. So I was like, because she had just came out with it.
It was like literally the last thing she did before she passed away.
Right.
Like it was her all right, y'all.
Her send off. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right now, no, to answer your question. Yeah, but later down the line.
Yeah, because G had asked me earlier today when we were talking about it in regards to like Jada and like would I do a memoir? And I was like, and talk about what? So kind of the same of what you were saying. And as I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, everybody kind of does have a story to tell. It's just a matter of, like, you know, living your life and doing all these things and just giving back to the people. Like,
again, but I still am very much, if it's a story to tell. Yes, everybody has one to tell, but is that bitch interesting?
I don't know. I think you have a lot of interesting stories.
I'm just saying in general.
But I think sometimes we think of things in like very a linear space where it's like you see. We talked about Will's book. We talked about, you know, all these other books. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like this memoir, me telling my story. It could be almost like a self-help in the sense of like, these are situations I went through. Here's a box, write in X, Y, and Z. Like, it could be set up completely different.
No, I agree with that. It's just, is this the person to tell it? You know, I'm always going to like, you know, I'm that person that like pokes holes in everything. So that's why I'm just like, I get it. Right. I'm like, I get it. But again,
it's more like a participation in the book. It's not necessarily like you reading up on like my whole life story and all of that. Here's an excerpt.
Well, Jay Shetty actually got a journal. I was like, this lady fucking bamboozled me. I purchased a journal from an episode that I heard on Jay Shetty, and it's supposed to be all these prompts for the journal.
Oh, the podcast that you shared with us?
Yeah. Okay. I got that book, like immediately listening to it, got it. Girl, that thing is like one line, and I was like, not this lady bamboozled us.
Like one line and it's all free form?
It's basically one line. It's like one statement for the entire week. Where I thought it was going to be, like, I have another book that's way more, because I don't do well with journaling. So I need, like, a prompt. I need, like, a think back. I need something that sums it up at the end.
That's literally, that's her lane. I literally just gave her a lane. She's her still like, no.
But I keep saying, because they have it already. Like, I have, like, three of these.
It ain't from the language of Tierra.
Okay. Yeah, there's, like, three of them that they have.
Right, I think that would kind of be fire.
I mean, one is a religious. Like, look, one is
what's
religious.
What's your favorite Drake song and why?
I'm dead. And that's your, and that's your for your week.
For the day. Not for the day. Or maybe you could do a week and it's like, from this album, name a song.
What is your favorite Tony Braxton song? I'm dead.
And if I say take this ring, everybody just gonna laugh.
I'm dead. This is for all the dogs for sure. this is not a journal for everybody. This is for all the dogs for sure. For the kittens, for the kitties. I can't. Well, the quote of the day is may we.
Her journal.
Shut the hell up. I mean, you do know I love all this like type of stuff. But may we cultivate more peace and mutual understanding through compassion and love for all humankind.
Cut Jada some slack. Let her tell her story.
I know. It's We the Urban,
let my
but.
Tell her story. Yes. There's two sides to every story.
Three.
Three.
And people really like compassion.
They do.
We need a little bit more. My biggest takeaway from this whole episode is that Ben went number one, though. I'm still gagging that. I have no idea. Like, bye. And I feel like Ben was about compassion, but
it was.
Bye.
Like, mouse.
See?
Yep.
A little mouse.
Holla.
Bye.